Unit 8. Space and Exploration. Reading 2.
The International Space Station. The International Space Station, ISS, was first proposed by President Ronald Reagan of the United States in 1984 at an original cost of $8 billion. However, the project has grown more and more ambitious in the following years.And there are now 16 countries involved in building the space station. The United States is providing most of the funding and building materials. However, other countries involved include Brazil, Canada, Japan, Russia, and several members of the European Union, including France, Germany, and Italy. Each country is making various contributions to the ISS. The role of the ISS is to conduct research.Most of which takes advantage of the lack of gravity on the station. NASA has stated that studying various subjects in a microgravity environment can be useful. A major subject of study is the effects of near-zero gravity on the human body over a long time. If a person stays in low gravity for a long time, he or she loses both muscle and bone strength, the study of which will help prepare for exploring the solar system in the future.NASA also proposes that research in low gravity may help develop new kinds of medicines and treatments for illnesses, as well as new or improved materials such as computer chips. It will also be possible to study space and the Earth directly, possibly making new discoveries about weather patterns and temperature change on Earth, as well as finding a better understanding of the basic nature of space. The research role of the ISS has been controversial.Having been criticized for not having a clear purpose, unlike other space projects. Other projects have very precise goals, and it is easy to tell if they have succeeded or not. For example, the Mars Surveyor is an unmanned probe, whose purpose is to provide detailed pictures of the entire surface of Mars. This probe may succeed or fail, but its purpose is clear. Many critics think this is not the case with the ISS,given that while NASA promoted the station as a laboratory, the research there would have no immediate applications. The ISS is not intended to fulfill a specific mission, but would provide facilities for experiments that would be impossible on Earth. Some scientists say that there is no way to be sure that the ISS will be able to provide scientific results that will have benefits for ordinary people, and therefore, these scientists believethat the money that will be spent on the station, about $100 billion, should be spent on projects that have plainer objectives and that can showcase clearer results, such as a mission to Europa, one of the moons of Jupiter. Supporters of the ISS argue that the size and facilities of the space station guarantee that useful research will be done, and given that around 120 experiments can be carried out each year,It is possible that at least some of that research will be useful. The ISS has other problems. It was planned to be completed by 2004, but this did not happen. The first parts of the ISS were connected in space in 1998. Russia was supposed to supply the next set of parts. At that time, however, Russia was experiencing severe economic problems, and because of this, construction of the ISS had to be delayed for almost 2 years.Later, it was found that NASA had spent $4 billion more than originally planned, which meant that NASA could not add two important parts of the station, a dormitory and an emergency rescue ship, both of which could hold up to 7 people. This is very important, as the station needs 7 people to be fully operated. It takes this many people to run the station and carry on research at the same time. Right now, the ISS can hold 3 people,since this is the number necessary to keep the station working. Therefore, only simple and small-scale research can currently be conducted. Though NASA now estimates the station will be completed in 2011, it is still not clear when it will be able to accommodate its full crew of 7. And while it seems unlikely that the ISS program will be entirely abandoned, it remains unclear whether its completion will be meaningful.